My name's Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey, bloggers, happy Monday. We are continuing our series through the Blogger's Manifesto. These are 13 principles for sustainable growth and impact with your blog, and we are on number 8. So if you're just catching this episode and you're not familiar with me, there's a link in the show notes that will take you to an overview of all 13 principles. And then our previous episodes go through principles 1 through 7. We're talking about 8 today. Also, thank you for being patient with me. I hope I don't sound too horrible. I'm a little late getting this episode out just because I couldn't pre-record because I have the worst sore throat in the history, man. I'm hoping that now it doesn't sound so horrible. You guys can actually listen to me. So let's jump into principle 8. We regularly update our content. Maintenance is preferable to revival. Staying current is easier than resurrecting the outdated. So let's talk about why updating your content is important. We touched on it here a little bit. I think the biggest reason for me, before I even understood what some of the other values were of updating content, it's just that it is easier to stay current than it is to resurrect some post from the dead. If Google sees your content as not reliable, not authoritative, not valuable, then they're going to lower it in the search rankings. And if you can keep your content up to date, if you can make sure that it's relevant, valuable, authoritative, by doing regular updates, then that's going to help you out in the process, especially as new posts about the same subject become available out there on the interwebs. Now, the other reason it's important is, like I said, it helps establish authority. Imagine, if you will, let's say you have a site that talks about that can go out of date very easily. Travel is one of those things. I'll tell you, this is a real example. I was looking for a site that had a post about the things to do in Atlanta and just trying to learn who they were. And one of the top things that they suggested that people do is go take the CNN tour at CNN Center. Well, that tour has been closed since well before COVID. So they immediately lost authority in my mind because I was like, well, they don't know what's going on in Atlanta. And they haven't, maybe they haven't even been there in the past, 5 years or so, 6 years, 7 years. And they're certainly not from there or else they would have updated that. So, and that's the same way your readers are going to feel. And that's the same way Google's going to feel. The other reason is because it helps you become more, the accuracy helps you become more valuable, more trustworthy to your audience. So if I'm reading a post and I see that the information is all updated, that it's all accurate, that it all makes sense, that it's clear, that the intention is aligned, then I'm more likely to click through on that post to other posts that it's directing me to on the same site, or to look for future information on that site. So those are the three, or there are 1,000 reasons, but those are 3 reasons why it's really important. So how do you put this into practice? I actually teach a course on updating your content. And if you join the membership, you get access to that course included in your membership with no extra charge. But the here are the ways that I teach people to put it into practice in that course. So first, create a spreadsheet. You've heard me talk before about an inventory spreadsheet. This is just an export of your posts so that you can capture more information about them. And after you get your posts out, your the links and the name, just for starters, you're going to look through each and every one and see if you need to retire any of those posts. You retire can mean different things. It could mean that you put that post in draft mode and you no longer display it. It could mean that you unindex it, but you keep it on your site. Or it could mean that you take that content and roll it into another post and then redirect the old post to the new post. So those are the ways we talk about retiring posts, just because you don't want, let's say you've got a post out there that if you're in travel, you're never going to go back. It's 10 years old. You're sure it's out of date. You're never going to go back. You might decide to remove it from your site. Or you have a post that's not getting any traction at all, and you don't want to update it anymore, but it does get maybe a little love from Pinterest, then you can unindex it and keep it on your site. So those are just the ways you'll go through and retire, because you don't want to spend time updating any posts that you, in fact, need to retire. The next thing you'll want to do is schedule your posts so that you know which posts you're updating which month. So what we do in our business is we update about 50 posts a month. It might not be right for you. You might want to update 100, or you might want to update 10. But whatever that number is, you're going to want to put it on a calendar. So every month, you know exactly which posts that you need to update. We used to update every post every year, but since we've grown to an exorbitant number of posts, we actually update every year and a half now. If you have, you know, more posts than we do and less time than we do, then you might update every 2 years. I don't recommend going more than 2 years without updating all of your content. But you'll put it on a schedule nevertheless, so that you know exactly what you're supposed to update. And then as you're evaluating each post every month, you'll look at the target keyword, the keyword's intention, the semantic terms. You'll make sure that you're delivering an answer that's clear and concise, but also includes thought leadership and brings value to your reader. It's absolutely accurate, and that your internal links are accurate as well along your topic cluster lines. And then finally, in the end, after you've published it or republished it, you'll do a backlink campaign for it. So those are the steps to put it into practice at a very high level. And like I said, if you're looking for more information on how to do that, then you can join the membership, where I go over all of those steps in detail in a 6-module course. Now, before I go into your call to action, I want to address a question that might be coming up for many of you, and that is, we've faltered in the rankings because of the helpful content update and all the other craziness that's going on with Google. Is it still worth updating my content? To which I would say 100% absolutely. And the reason is because position 11 is always better than position 111. So even if some of us might not be able to move on to page one because of Google's weirdness with deciding that Quora and Reddit deserve those spaces, it still behooves us to rank as high as possible on those posts so we can still get some traffic. And it can be maybe it takes a little more discipline to do it now because the results are not what we would expect it to be, or what we want it to be, or what it would have been in the past. But it's still worth the effort. Also, because if you're sending your articles out in newsletters, which I encourage you to do, you want to make sure that you're sending out something you can be proud of instead of something that you're actually secretly hoping nobody reads. If you want, you know, if you're writing long tail keyword, converting keyword posts, like we talked about in the last principle, then the chances are that you will be able to rank on page one. And you definitely want to be seen as accurate and trustworthy at that point, because that's how you'll make more sales, whether it's on your own products or with your affiliate partners. So yes, it is still really, really important, friends, so that you don't fall off into the abyss completely. Okay, your call to action is to take your posts and put them in a spreadsheet if you haven't already, determine which ones need to be retired, and then take the other posts and put them on a schedule. And then once you have that schedule, it would be my hope that you would come and join the membership. For a very low monthly cost, you can take the course on updating those. But at the very least, check out our free blog post update checklist at lesliepeterson.com and work through those through that checklist with each post every month. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.